Now let's begin this journey with Paul and with Barnabas. Now will you notice, I'm reading verse 1 of chapter 13. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius, and Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I've called them." Now you'll notice as they begin their ministry that we have here, it's Barnabas and Saul. But they will not be very far in the first missionary journey until Saul's name is changed to Paul. And it's not Barnabas and Paul, but it's Paul and Barnabas, because he becomes now the leader and the spokesman for the group. Now will you notice that as we go along, verse 3, "And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." Now, these men are set aside as missionaries. Do you notice the church that sent them forth into the world? It was not the church in Jerusalem. I say it to you very candidly, the church in Jerusalem was not a missionary church. Church in Antioch was. And now they send forth these two men. And when they fasted and prayed, it was because of their earnestness and their desire for the will of God. They laid their hands on them for the simple reason that I've always, when we sent missionaries forth, have put our hands on their head. Why? We are not imparting anything to them. We may give them a disease germ, but that's all we could transfer by laying on of hands. Laying on of hands indicates that they'd be partners with us in the enterprise of getting the Word of God out. Now, that's the reason the church in Antioch, these men are our representatives. They are partners with us. They will stay at home and stand back of these men as they go out. Now, notice verse 4. "So they, being sent forth by the Holy Spirit, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus." They went down to the seacoast town of Seleucia. But the important thing is, they're sent forth by the Holy Spirit. Now, they were led by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, verse 5, "And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister." John Mark was along with them, you see. Now, we are told here that Paul adopts a method that he followed, as far as I can tell, through his entire ministry. He always used the Jewish synagogue as the springboard from which he preached the gospel. A great many do not seem to recognize that at all. A friend of mine was criticized for going and speaking in a synagogue, and this man preached the gospel, I can assure you. And he was criticized for it. And I said to the critic, "Well, did you know that's where Paul always went? To the synagogue. And if you're going to find fault with this brother, you better find fault with Paul, because he really overdid it, because he never went to a place for what he didn't begin there. That was proper for him, of course." Now, will you notice that they were at Salamis, they preached the word,